Hey, how are you?
Nice to meet you. Thanks for coming around,
eh? Yeah, thanks for having
me. I've just arrived at Cynthia Mitchell's house, and although it's Sustainable House Day today, Cynthia hasn't opened her house to the public. Unfortunately, she has a moon boot strapped around one of her legs, so a day of strangers coming in and out probably wouldn't be a whole lot of fun. But Cynthia welcomed me in to have a look around. And first we headed to the dining room, which is an open plan, no walls separating it from the kitchen and living room, and it also homes one of the house's most treasured items.
This room is designed around this table. So this table was a present from a whole lot of people for my 40th birthday, and it's a square table, it's quite a large table, and it's a bit of an unusual shape. And it requires a pretty large room for it to go in. And so one of the key considerations in the design was making sure that the dining room was wide enough
for this table.
Yeah, that's right. And so when we got the table and the chairs back here and put them alongside the kitchen benchwork and the marble, we kind of went, oh my goodness, isn't that fabulous? They work.
Oh, well, thank God, yeah.
That's right, yeah.
So can we do a tour?
Yeah, we sure can. Where would you like to start?
Where's the best place to start?
Well, if we go out the front, then I can kind of start at the beginning, I guess.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Missy
is one of Cynthia's cats, by the way. She followed us around the entire time I was there.
Sure. Thanks, Aaron. So the house was built in the early 1900s. We had a few goals with this renovation, and one was to give the house another 110 years of life, basically. And so one of the key things was the thermal performance of the house. It used to be very cold in winter and very hot in summer.
As an old house.
As an old house, yeah.
Do you have solar panels?
Yeah, we do. There's 4.5 kilowatts up on the roof. Mm-hmm. And there's also 9,000 litres of rainwater tanks underneath the house.
Really? Where? Like under the ground?
No, they're right under your feet if you take a step back.
Mm-hmm. Down the stairs?
Yeah, one more step back.
Oh, right.
We've got a few trapdoors in the house.
Oh, wow, right.
So that's the little pool pump, but you can see that way.
Yeah.
That's one of three big tanks. There's two more that way.
Ah. So did you have to kind of knock all that out when you did the renovations to put them in, or was it...
No, there was just enough space. So we got a really good water and energy guy to help us work out what was possible. And so we went for these bladder tanks to use up the space underneath the house, because we're in Roselle, so we don't have much yard, but we wanted to have a nice big volume of water.
Because I also, the first thing I noticed was there's a small pool.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that sustainable?
It's so sustainable. So sustainability has three elements, right?
Yeah.
One is environmental, one is economic, and one is social. So my partner was absolutely dead keen on having a pool. She grew up in Manly, mm-hmm. So that was a really important thing
for
her.
That's the social sustainability,
that's
right?
That's the social sustainability, yeah. And so what I needed to do to be comfortable with that was to put a whole lot of good sustainability stuff around the pool. Mm. So there's the size of the pool. It's small. It's literally about 3 metres by 2 metres. And it's really deep, so it's about 1.6 metres deep. So it's kind of like a really deep spa.
Mm.
And we use rainwater to fill it.
Right, okay.
So all of those things make it a relatively sustainable pool.
Why did you choose... Why don't we jump inside?
Yeah, sure.
Cynthia mentioned earlier they had a green roof, so that's what we went to check out next. But I got distracted on the steps.
So what kind of wood? Like,
This is all recycled hardwood. So all of the timber that you can see downstairs is the original flooring from the house.
Yeah.
And so that's literally 110 years old, or 100 or so, 115 years old. The staircase and the balustrades and the flooring upstairs is all recycled hardwood. And in that area where we were just sitting out the back, there was, you might have noticed, the brick wall on the south side.
Yeah.
So the bricks down there, they're convict sandstock bricks. So basically what that means is that they've got these little black sort of explosion centres in them, and it's because when convicts were making bricks, we were less particular about taking the organic matter out of the clay. And so when you fire the bricks, the organic matter eventually went pop, Mm. And you get these little black centres in all of those bricks. So they're as old as the house is.
Ah, very cool.
So we were walking up the stairs into the master bedroom, which is where you could see the green roof from. And that's what it was, a green roof.
So you planted all of this?
We had some help. So there's 25 centimetres of soil and it's 25 square metres. So there's many tonnes of weight here. Mm. The engineering of it was actually quite significant to make sure that there was sufficient support and so forth. And what's different about this green roof, what we wanted was a combination of something that was gorgeous to look at and also productive. And so we've got a mixture of natives and productive species out here. So you can see the daisies and the nasturtiums. Those are native grasses down the back there.
Aside from just having it as a green space in the house, what was the incentive for you to get one?
Lizzie's thing was the pool, and my thing was the green roof. It's like, oh my goodness, what if we could have a green roof? That would be so cool. Mm-hmm. But here we get a double benefit. So having something green there, that's the wall of our bedroom, obviously. And so having something green means that we get a much cooler breeze in these windows in summer than we would otherwise have. And so you have a thermally regulated volume that's right next to our bedroom as well.
Let's head back down.
Sure. Cynthia was quick to stress that this isn't a project for everyone and that they weren't surprised when they went over their budget. But cost aside, there's a great feel to the house. Something Cynthia believes comes from a sustainability mindset, but at the moment, that's not a feeling everybody shares.
I think there's something about helping people see really gorgeous sustainable homes, because I think there is still a bit of an idea that if it's sustainable, it must be a bit kind of, you know, hair chest in some way. So it must be a little bit difficult or hard somehow to live in.
What does it feel like to live here?
Oh, it's gorgeous. it's really gorgeous. So
I love the little pool as well. Like, yeah. if you just have a dip.
Yeah, and that's the thing. And the pool changes how people relate to each other, because we have the same friends now that we had before the renovation. And we had a whole bunch of people over at one point during the summer. And it's because a pool is a relaxing thing. And we actually designed the pool ourselves, with a bench seat around two sides that's kind of like this deep, mm-hmm. so you can just sit in there and chat. So there's a whole lot of people just hanging out in the pool and having, I don't know, just different, more relaxed conversations somehow because of the pool, because there's something about the environment that's shifted and helps people relax a bit more readily somehow.